So then, this is it. It's currently 2 p.m. on Wednesday the 12th, and I've spent all morning getting ready for my inaugural visit to the big house. But then, I suppose, these things are to be expected now that I am the chief editor of the Gumsby Gazette, albeit temporarily. Still, I'm certain to be given a promotion when the chief gets back, now that Dave is dead. Now that Dave has passed on. But that's enough sadness for one day. Today I'm going to Graves Hall by request of Lady Graves. She did make a small joke about a camera when I saw her yesterday, but that's just the class humour us at the Graves Hall take pleasure in. Still, I've got my camera with me just in case. I have also made the decision to take my tape recorder in with me and covertly capture my conversations with some of the guests. Perhaps that will give me a better idea as to what is going on in this place. Men in suits, floating balls, disappearing cars, it's all getting a bit much, and I know there must be a sensible explanation for the whole thing. I just have to figure out where to start. Ah, Lady Graves, good afternoon.
Ah, Mr. Kears, you brought your camera, I trust.
Yes, of course, it's just in my car, I'll go and retrieve it.
Good-o, see you inside.
Okay, I'm just about to go in. Wish me luck.
Name?
Kears? John Kears?
Title?
What?
Sir, Lord, Doctor?
Mister.
You're not on the list.
What?
I can't let you in unless you're on the list.
No, I see the mistake. I was personally invited by Lady Graves.
Of course you were. Well, it's not a problem. Just show me the invitation she gave you and I'll let you in.
Well, it was more vocal, actually.
I'm sure it was. If you wouldn't mind backing away from the door, please,
no,
sir.
Look, there she is now. Lady Graves.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask
Lady
you
Graves.
To step away.
Do let him in, Christopher. I asked him to pop by.
Right you are, miss.
Frightfully sorry about that. Quite. Not a problem. It looks like the weather's cleaned up nicely.
Yes, such a pity. Not a cloud in the sky. Looks like it's going to be a horribly clear night.
Oh, one moment, Mom. I need to go. I'll get someone to relieve my position.
What a strange man. I prefer colourful. Now, Mr. Kears, if you'd be so kind, please begin to circulate and make sure only to snap the guests when they're smiling. Of course.
Here's the plan. I'm going to leave my recorder here on the buffet table for a short while as I take a quick few snaps, and we'll see what comes of it. Righto. I'll be on my way.
Ah, Lord Graves, how are you? I was just saying to Lady Graves what wonderful weather we're having. I can't imagine it'll be long now until summer's in full swing.
Haven't you got some bloody photographs to take, ma'am?
Of course. Right you are.
Bloody job's worth.
Come along, dear. Do try and look happier. We've got to impress, remember?
Yes, dear.
I really don't know what's gotten into you in these past few weeks. Really. You used to be such a treat. Hopefully, it doesn't last too long. I wouldn't want to have to make any changes around here.
No, of course not, dear.
Good. Make sure you go and speak to Lord Duggins. I can't imagine anyone will pick him today, but we might be able to get something out of him yet.
Yes, dear. Of course, dear. Three bags bloody full, dear.
Ah, here's the big man himself, top of the pile, lord of the manor himself. How are things going, Lord G, you dog?
Excuse me?
How are things here in the big house?
Oh, yes, fine, thank you, Vicar.
Excellente. This is a nice shindig, isn't it? Lots of nice eye candy around, if you catch my drift.
I'm sure I don't.
Not for me, of course. I'm married to a man. The big man upstairs.
Quite. Excuse me, Vicar.
Oh, what an old sourpuss. Ah, Jono, come to take claim on a sausage roll?
What? Something like that.
Try the tuna sandwiches. They are amazing. Fish in bread. What will they think of next?
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Would you be so kind as to pass me one?
No problemo.
How peculiar.
What's that, Jono?
That mark on your wrist.
Oh, that. Well, it's nothing.
Is that a tattoo?
Ignore it. Just something from my time building hospitals overseas. The follies of youth, eh?
Quite. I've the odd battle scar myself. I remember when I was a boy...
Young Christopher. How the deity are you?
Actually, Vicar, I was hoping to have a quick word with you.
Of course. Let's find somewhere...
No. Don't move on my account. I'll be off. Photographs to take.
What's the problem, big man?
It's going to be clear tonight.
What?
It's going to be a clear night.
Well, that doesn't matter. You're safe here.
I just feel very uncomfortable.
Well, you shouldn't. This is the best place to be.
Is there no way I can be moved?
I can look into it, but I'll have to go through the church and it won't be easy. Look, just take a few days and really think about this, okay?
But the cutlery and the trays, it's all too much.
Look, let's find somewhere quiet. Come with me.
Sorry, Lady Graves. Would you mind awfully if we spoke over here? It's just these tuna sandwiches are to die for. I'm glad you like them, Mr. Kells. Now, what is it? I'm very pressed for time.
Of course. I just wondered if you'd noticed anything strange happening recently.
Strange? Like what?
Men in suits?
Men?
Yes, in suits.
Men in suits? Darling thing, look around. Every man here is in a suit. It's not that peculiar.
No, I mean outside of here, on other days, men in suits walking around. I've seen them.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Are you feeling quite well?
I'm fine, thank you. I was just...
Ah, John, there you are.
How on earth did he get in here? One moment, John. Christopher, where are you?
Hello there, John.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jacobs.
So, how's the investigation coming along?
Perfectly well, thank you.
Any new clues come to surface?
No, not yet, I'm afraid, Mr. Jacobs, but don't you worry. I'm keeping my eyes peeled.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Don't worry about that.
But look, I thought I'd help out. Really? How so?
I've bought you a clue.
Here, take this.
A pint of milk.
A very sweet pint of milk, I think you'll find.
It comes from the local dairy, which is probably the best place to start looking. That's what I'm thinking.
Thank you, Mr. Jacobs.
No problem at all. Now look, if you need anything else, you just remember where I am and come and ask.
All right, Mr. Jacobs, you can't be here. Not today.
Hello, Christopher.
What's it going to be today, Mr. Jacobs? Fight or flight?
Well, I'd rather pick neither.
How about we settle for just a gentle meander in the general direction of the exit?
Come on, then. This way.
Right you are. Until next time, John.
Goodbye, Mr. Jacobs.
The time is now 18:08, and I am shattered. I'm not usually one for partying all night, but it was such a grand affair. Seeing all those beautiful people dancing in such wonderful clothes really did make me appreciate my position at the top of the social pecking order.
I keep reminding myself, however, that I wasn't there for fun. The investigations are still moving forward full speed. Listening back to the tapes, I'm assuming the conversation between Lord and Lady Grays was just a general battle of marriage. Of course, us at the top argue the same as those down below. There's really very little difference between us. The vicar seemed bizarre as usual, so we can assume there's no change there. I did notice a small tattoo on his wrist, however. He tried to hide it, but I'm sure it was a depiction of a small flower. The conversation between the vicar and young Christopher Molyneux was most strange. I had no idea they knew each other. Oh, to be honest, I know very little about Christopher, as he only recently moved to the area after a stint abroad in the Navy. Well, perhaps that's how they know each other. Strange, though. Christopher mentioned a placement. I'm assuming he works for some form of temporary staff service. I'm not entirely sure. I must try harder in future to avoid Mr. Jacobs. It seems he keeps finding me at the most inopportune moments. The man is clearly mad. Still, at least I didn't have to pick up milk on the way home. And with that, the day has ended. No answers, but a few more questions. I shall have to resort to a day in the office tomorrow to create some fluff piece to print. Or maybe I'll run the story on the suits. Mr. Jacob's van is a story in itself, I suppose, but not a great one. Ah, well. Until then...
The Gumsby Gazette is written, produced, and performed by Hugh James.